It's been a confusing time for Bahamians, survivors of Dorian, hoping to evacuate to the U.S. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said Bahamian citizens planning to come to the U.S. by air can qualify for visa waivers if they have preclearance. But traveling by sea, they must have a valid passport and a travel visa. In addition, the Trump administration will not offer temporary protected status, or TPS, to Bahamians. But also, the acting Customs and Border Protection head, Mark Morgan, said on CNN, the government would use discretion, a case-by-case basis of need when it came to documentation, while President Trump said, everyone needs totally proper documentation. Well, meanwhile, Bahamians in the U.S. are trying to figure out how to get loved ones out, but also how they might go back. Brendan Albury lives in Prince George's County, Maryland. He's at his office at Washington Adventist University. And Brendan, we must start with your family in the Bahamas. It's difficult, but the loss may be of your cousin's mother-in-law?
Yes, well, you know, I don't want to speak too much to that out of respect for the family. They want to just remain in hopes. At this point, she is missing, but I have been informed that she was taken away by the surge, as so many in the Bahamas.
What a horror. What a horror. I'm so sorry. Even outside of that, you are worried about the family members there.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you hearing from them? And are you hearing from them?
Well, communication channels were first opened through social media. We did the best we could, either Facebook or WhatsApp. It's been very difficult to maintain contact. Some family members were clinging on to life. Trees, staying on their roofs. They had to climb through manholes. And this was actually through a 36-hour period. Mm. Some immersed in the water while the water was surged.
Oh.
As you can imagine, it's very traumatic.
Yes, and hard on you and other Bahamians, the many of them in the U.S., watching helplessly. And then there's another issue, and this ties into all these questions about travel and who's where and how do you get to where you want to be. We understand your mother has been here in the States because you recently had a child, so there's joy in the middle of all of this. And now she's not sure. She lives on Grand Bahama Island. She's not sure how she feels about returning. What are the questions there?
There is uncertainty. She's not been able to contact someone who can give her an update on the status of her home. While traveling during the hurricane, I was coming back from the West Coast, and I saw the news, and it was a bittersweet feeling. You know, you have family and loved ones enduring this storm. And at the same time, I had my mother who was in safekeeping. Mm. There's just really no timeline for when she would be able to return. Mm. And then what is she returning to? There's a lot that needs to be assessed. Mm. And I believe that the Bahamian government is doing their best.
You've been in the U.S. for nearly two decades. What do you want people to know about the Bahamas? Many are just finding out that it's a 700-island chain as long as California.
Well, the Bahamas is an archipelago of islands, 700 islands, but 17 which are inhabited. Two of our major inhabited islands were affected, which were Abaco and Grand Bahama. Nassau was affected too. No one's actually paying attention to the fact that there was actually flooding even in Nassau.
That's worth pointing out because some people are saying, why aren't these refugees, why don't they just go to Nassau? Well, Nassau has its hands full.
And everyone's doing the best they can. There's something I'll say about the Bahamian people. We are resilient. We come together. We're such a small community, a population of only 400,000. Everybody in the nation was affected by this in some way. Children that experienced this traumatic devastation will need the mental help. We need many experts to help us, to guide us, to rebuild not just the country we consider ours, but a beautiful destination for many. And that's what the Bahamas is, not just to me, but to so many people.
And will you go? Will you go back at some point? I mean, is there something that pulls you to want to help the rebuilding?
I'm glad you ask. As soon as I can, I will. I'm coordinating the best I can with the Bahamian consulate here in Washington, D.C. I definitely will remain involved and do everything I can for the land of which I am a native. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to tell you a little bit about my country.
Brendan Albury, speaking to us from Maryland. Brendan, thanks so much, and best to you and your family.
Thank you. Thank you. All the best to you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
And by the way, Washington Adventist University, where Brendan works, has announced it will offer one free semester to Bahamians impacted by Dorian. Hampton University, an historically black college or university in Virginia, has announced it will do the same.